Scorpio sun signs and Scorpio rising signs, this is Bess Mentassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for June 2019. And Scorpios, as you were moving through the month of May, the deep learning was around perceived superficiality, the perception that innocence maybe is not safe to access, or that certain things that feel kind of fun and silly don't have gravity in this world. You're in such a lifelong learning around the braiding together of these principles, gravity and levity, light and dark, and to see all of it as worth really desiring and worth snacking on and worth sinking into, that kind of fullness of the experience of whatever's here. And the month of May was really a teaching around that and an opportunity to play again and to see what comes up around that question of, is this too frivolous, or is fun not what I'm really meant here to be doing on a level of import, on a level of purpose? And to kind of fly in the face of some of those stories about superficiality or what you perceive to be as frivolous. And the month of June, the card that's coming through for you, it's another court card, so it's another mastery card, it's another embodiment card, it's a card to remember that we contain the essence of this figure, of this archetype, and the card is the Knight of Wands. And this card at its core for you and its expression in the month of June is connected to moving to the rhythm of desire, moving at the pace of desire. And just consider that phrase and what it might bring up in you. Is there something that you really want right now that you feel like you don't have? And if so, is there contraction around that? Is there a feeling of lack or a feeling of hollowing or a feeling of kind of hot spinning where you feel like you have to do something, action something in order to get it? And what would it mean to kind of shift the rhythm around that and move not as the object of desire, not like there's something out there, like this treat at the end of the line that you're trying to kind of get to, and that's not what I mean by the rhythm of desire, but that you could feel and fill up with the desire of whatever that thing is, whatever that state is, that might not be here yet, and actually move as if, not even as if you already had it, but just move filled up with the sensation of desiring, of longing for. You're a sign that really is in a deep learning around this question of craving, of impulse, of instinct. And the month of June is really an opportunity for you to return to this kind of almost animal rhythm. You know, how would an animal move through the day? You know, you could be a jungle cat. It could be some other kind of low-lying animal. It could be a bird, whatever the kind of image is that connects you to your own desire nature right now. And what would it mean to just move in the style of that and to not even have it be a problem, whether the object is attained or not, that it's really about this kind of dance, this kind of unfolding connected to your own libido, your own spark. It's not just sexual, it's a creative impulse, it's the ignition switch, and to really just play with whatever that thing is that's igniting you, even if it's not proximate to you right now, to kind of dance in the rhythm of the wanting of that. And if that sounds way too abstract, you can just even start with what it feels like to feel like you're just like looking and feeling really good in your body, and to feel like you're filled up with almost that you could be the object of someone else's desire or something else's desire, and to play with that this month. So wishing you a really juicy and desirous month of June, and I will speak with you in July.